George, can you compile a list on 420 of college football players that their career was derailed by weed?
Oh, wow.
No. Oh, wow. Can you compile a list for me?
Yeah, I got you.
Do some research.
I got you.
Because I have a list of three players in particular on 420 that their careers in college were derailed by the weed.
Just couldn't stay away.
On the weed. two went on to play in the NFL.
Okay.
One I covered when he was in high school.
Oh.
So those are my three initials. We'll get into that a little bit later. Again, stay safe, smoke responsibly. Let's welcome in Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I've been, you listen to all this stuff about the quarterback competition or quarterback room in the last few years, and it's really frustrating, especially when you listen to a lot of comments after the spring practice this last weekend. And I'm a, I want to get up on a soapbox one. And maybe you can put me in my place on this. Maybe not. I don't know. But, you know, I hear Sip yesterday saying, you know, can you bring in a quarterback with a couple of years of eligibility that can score enough to beat a Wisconsin or score enough to beat an Iowa if your number one guy goes down? If you can bring in somebody that can do that, shouldn't they be starting at this point in time? And you hear, I think it was Sam McKeown yesterday, maybe, or the day before, said, you know, if you bring somebody in, you start a lot of awkward conversations. And I just remember you hear Travis Fisher, you know, what he said to Lamar Jackson when they got here and said, hey, you know, I want you to stick around, but I'm trying to replace you.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the level of competition they have at that position or those positions, and the development and the mindset. And it just seems like you got a lot lacking in those traits in the quarterback room. I mean, if you say you could bring a quarterback in this year that has a couple of years of eligibility left, what's the worst case scenario? You have Logan Smothers transfer. So what's the downside there? Haven't you, you've gone from three quarterbacks to three quarterbacks, and maybe you've upgraded the arm talent in one of them. So what's the downside there?
I don't think there's a downside because I'm with you, Aaron. You should always be looking to upgrade your roster. Any chance you have to add somebody to your roster, you should be looking to do that because at the end of the day, it is all about winning football games. And if there is someone out there that you trust, that you think can be an asset and would fit in seamlessly, why not upgrade your roster if you have the ability to do it? And you also can't be afraid to step on somebody's toes because if you're looking at a quarterback, and I'm actually, I think less that Nebraska will pursue a quarterback in the offseason than I did maybe in the beginning of spring. Just some things I've heard from what Verduzco has said, even with Scott Frost. I think they like their four. I'm not comfortable. I would like another body. But you. I'm always into upgrading your roster. And you also have to be comfortable with, hey, if we're going to find somebody, that means we're not super excited about how our quarterbacks have come along. Isn't that an indictment of your quarterback coach? You got to be able to say that out, you know, say that out loud with your actions if you're looking to add somebody. But if somebody is good enough and you think they can come in and it's not going to take them a long time to learn what you're doing, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah. I think that's just been I think that mindset's been pretty detrimental to that position since they've gotten here.
Aaron, thanks for the phone call. There's a part of this as well. We talked about the backup quarterback spot. I don't think I saw enough or we will see enough in spring where you're bona fide. All right, I'm feeling really, really good about if Adrian has to step aside, we've got a guy that can come in and play. I mean, That's still a little bit of a worrisome. Now you have to start looking in the mirror. Is that because of what we're doing? Is that because we still haven't gotten those guys a lot of live reps? But any addition to this roster in the offseason, and quarterback would be the place you would look. But again, I think you should every day be looking to upgrade your roster. It's time to process. Is at that position, Do they have a guy? I mean, we bring up a lot Nate Glantz, who's over at Iowa Western. He's played in a style. He's played in two offensive systems, his last two stops, that are similar to Nebraska. Not identical, but where you could make more of a seamless transition. That's at Bell West and at Iowa Western, with their passing game, their route tree, some of the language that is used. It all comes back to, do they feel comfortable enough if they added somebody, it wouldn't take them a long time to get up to speed? Because essentially, if you're going to add somebody, they're going to be your 2A or 2B quarterback. And just halfway through spring and hearing them talk about their quarterbacks, I believe that they are comfortable with their backups. It may have been Matt Masker has come on that, okay, he's an option. We didn't expect him to be an option. We thought we'd only have maybe 1.5 quarterbacks. These are questions that I think we need to ask in the next 2 weeks, and then need a lot of Harburg, Smothers, and Masker playing in the spring game. I know what I'm getting out of Adrian. Adrian, again, looks leaner. He looks quicker, more decisive. You can tell that he's not playing with two bad shoulders. We won't know exactly about his touch on a deep ball until he plays on August 28th, but he definitely looks different. I hear the people, everybody say, well, he looks good. Man, I don't know, out of a fourth-year quarterback, I want great. But he definitely, you will see this in 2 weeks, he looks different the way he plays compared to the last time you saw him play. But that's one of the storylines in the offseason is Nebraska going to upgrade this roster? And if they can find spots, you know, where will they take advantage? Is there a wide receiver out there? I don't think they're going to go after a quarterback. I'd be entirely wrong, and I've changed my opinion on that. I just don't think they'll go after another quarterback. All right, 11:28. What I was saying, maybe I'll save this for after the break, about Gonzaga's pickup and college basketball and recruiting. The portal is active today. Indiana's having a good day in the portal. Guys that are leaving schools to go to another school all of a sudden are showing up in mock drafts. Christian Bishop, I see, is in a mock draft for 2022, who just picked Texas. Boy, what does that make you? You know, Nebraska fans have issues with Jaskers. Boy, what does a Nebraska fan have with Christian Bishop? You not only go to Creighton, and I know Christian Bishop is not a Nebraska football fan, but now you go to Texas? Wow. But a lot of people are going to Texas. Chris Beard's got a lot of excitement going on down there. But there's an active day in the portal. One Big Ten team is doing quite well today in winning the portal. We'll get into that when you return. Coming up in an hour, Matt Lothrop joins us. Robin Washit, who is at Hutch for the Junior College National Basketball Tournament, that has got two Nebraska commitments that are playing. It's really, really a cool tournament. If you love basketball, it's a good tournament to go to. You'll see a who's who of college coaches and really good basketball. And Robin is down there. So we'll check in with him at 1. Tom Chattel stops by at 1:20. Got your list?
Working on it.
Okay. You know what actually starts today in the NFL? And the NFL has relaxed the rules of drug testing for marijuana. But you know when the off-season testing program for the NFL begins?
4:21.
Today.
Oh, wow.
They've got a sense of humor starting it on 4:20.
They're good.